All right, everybody, welcome to the show. Yeah. All right, let's rock. Okay. All right, Daddy's back and Daddy's ready to attack. Avoiding dumb investing. Common mistakes to steer clear of when investing. All right, shall we begin? Let's roll.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's think about this for a second. Investing can be lucrative, can be a lucrative way to build wealth over time, but it's important to approach it with caution and avoid making mistakes that can lead to poor returns or even financial ruin. I want to explore some of the most common dumb investing mistakes and how to avoid them. One of the most common mistakes people make is investing in something they don't understand. By the way, just a quick side note, this is not financial advice by any means. Do your own research. You take on all the risks, no matter what you do. This is for education and entertainment value only. Anyway, one of the most common mistakes people make is investing in something they don't understand. This could be a complex financial instrument, such as derivative or hedge fund, or a company they have thoroughly researched. Investing in something, this could be a complex financial instrument, such as derivative or hedge fund, or a company that they have thoroughly researched. Investing in something you don't understand can lead to significant losses. So it's important to do your homework before putting your money at risk. Another common mistake is following the herd. Many people invest in popular stocks or trends without fully understanding the underlying fundamentals. This herd mentality can lead to overvalued stocks and ultimately poor returns. Instead, focus on investing in companies with strong fundamentals that you believe in for the long term. Timing the market is another common mistake that can lead to poor returns. Trying to predict market fluctuations and timing your investments accordingly is a risky strategy that rarely pays off. Instead, focus on investing for the long term and riding out short-term market volatility. Another mistake to avoid is overreacting to short-term market fluctuations. It's natural to feel anxious when the market dips, but selling off your investments in a panic can lead to significant losses. Instead, stay the course and focus on your long-term investment goals. Finally, failing to diversify your portfolio is a common mistake that can lead to significant losses. Investing all your money in one stock or asset class is a risky strategy that leaves you vulnerable to market fluctuations. Instead, spread your investments across a variety of different assets to reduce your risk. In conclusion, avoiding dumb investing mistakes requires discipline, research, and long-term perspective. By staying focused on your investment goals, avoiding herd mentality, timing the market, overreacting to market fluctuations, and diversifying your portfolio, you can increase your chances of success and avoid costly mistakes. Now, let's go a little off script. I like to go on script first, then off script next. That's my formula. I'm sticking to it. Daddy's sticking to it, man. I believe that the dumb money is anything that news articles are trying to convince you to buy. I think, for instance, when people tell you to buy Bitcoin and you start buying Bitcoin, you're following the dumb money. When people tell you about the hottest penny stock and that everybody's investing in it, you're following the dumb money. If you want to follow the smart money, You know, you take a look at actual successful investors who invest in for the long term. Guys like Warren Buffett, guys like Jimmy Buffett, guys like Charlie Munger, you know, fellas like, I hate to admit this, I hate to talk about this investor, but Kevin O'Leary, surprisingly, his stock portfolio is actually pretty fucking good. I'm going to tell you that right now. Like his FTX thing, I don't know how he thought FTX was going to be a good investment. I think he was just a mouthpiece for him. But, Daddy Kevin O'Leary lost a lot of credibility with me. If you look at his stock portfolio, it's actually pretty impressive. So he's a smart investor. He's not a dunce by any means. He's a smart investor, but that FTX thing was pretty rough. what was the other one? I mean, just looking at individual investors, if you try to follow the smart money instead of the dumb money, following the dumb money is investing in what everybody else is investing in because everybody's afraid of missing out. So if everybody's talking about the investment, and this is a good rule to live by, if everybody's already talking about it, you're already too late. It's the truth. If everybody's already talking about an investment, you're already too late. It's just the truth. Now, if it's a good company and it's slightly overvalued or it is overvalued by a bit, but you know it's a good company, okay, invest in it. That's fine. But yeah, following the dumb money though, it's very easy to be swayed by the dumb money. A great example of following the dumb money is Timothy Sykes. Now, he knows what he's doing. I don't know how he does what he does. He's like a wizard. But I don't think he actually shows his full deck. That's a bad analogy. I don't think he shows his full hand to his actual students on how he makes money off penny stocks. I think he makes money off penny stocks by telling his students and telling lots of people what the next hot stock is going to be because he himself probably already has money in it. So that's a classic pump and dump scheme, and they're happening all the time. Especially in the crypto space. Now, crypto can get away with it because there's no real SEC regulations against starting a Bitcoin pump and dump or any sort of crypto pump and dump. Their pump and dumps for crypto are all over the place, and it's disturbing. It's a very disturbing thing. So, just saying. So tired. But what do you guys think? I like to hear everybody's opinions sometimes. Sometimes I don't. But I don't think there's anybody in the chat at the moment, so there's no point in even asking if anybody wants to chime in. But I'm feeling pretty good. Oh, gotta pop my neck a little bit. Ooh. Let's see. All right. Just telling my girlfriend good night. Now, my girlfriend is so sweet, though. She really does love me. I'm glad she loves me for me. It's awesome. I love it. It makes me very happy. I'll tell you that right now. All right. I'm trying to think of what else I could talk about on this one. I mean, there's so many examples of just following the dumb money, you know, so many examples of how you can just get lost following the idiotic decisions of other average investors. Because here's the thing, man, if you follow what the average investors are buying into, then you're just going to have average to no return or negative returns more than anything. And trying to time it's nearly impossible. It really is. Timing it is so rough. But yeah, no, I can't stand penny stocks because they're basically valueless as well because they don't have any real intrinsic value a lot of the time. And when I say that, I mean like they have no actual profitability. They're mismanaged, not more liabilities and assets. It's just chaos waiting to happen, basically. And that's just it. That's just the way it rolls, man. Just the way it rolls. But yeah, I'm just trying to think if there's anything else I want to add to the conversation. I just want to implore you guys to avoid meth and avoid penny stocks, man. Mainly avoid penny stocks. You should definitely avoid drugs, avoid them, and avoid penny stocks. Penny stocks are terrible for you. Unless you have a way of betting against them, then that's fine. But penny stocks are way too risky. Risky in a bad way. But I do like volatile things. If it's a volatile product and I have the ability to play both sides of it, like with Bitcoin, I love playing both sides of Bitcoin. I'm going to tell you guys right now, I have so much fun betting against Bitcoin and betting for it. It's a guilty pleasure of mine. It really is. And I'm quite proud of the creepy work that I do. It's fun, though. I have a good time. All right, people, I got nothing else I want to add to this particular episode. Thank you for tuning in. I'm just going to keep pumping out live videos because it's just kind of addicting. And I got a lot I want to say, a lot of scripts I want to read. So I like to read the scripts that I got. And then I like to go off script and then analyze a little further, a little deeper in a more off the cuff way. Anyway, thank you guys so much and have an incredible rest of the day. Rest of the night, whatever time it is, wherever you're at. Later. Woo!